Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Today we're going to talk about malevolent spirits, hauntings, and other sorts of negative spiritual entities. You might say this is a strange time of year to do so. You might think that might be more of a Halloween show. But did you know that in the spring is the parallel time of the year when the veil between this world and the rest of the worlds, the rest of the places in the multiverse, is at its thinnest? So you may have some unexpected guests soon. Darren will help you discuss how to deal with them, as well as open the phone lines and take some readings when we return to Spiritual Insight with your host, Mr. Darren Bouquer. Welcome to another episode of Spiritual Insight with your host, Mr. Darren Bouquer. My name is Daniel Michael, and I'm the founder, co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network. And Main Street Universe is a network of six shows, starting with this one at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Spiritual Insight with your host, Mr. Darren Bouquer. Darren is a reader, intuitive consultant, palmistry, and other things at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans. And he has a show at his new time right here at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Monday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Science of Light with your host, Mr. Randy Goldberg. Randy is a Vedic astrologer. He as well discusses Jungian archetypes and all sorts of things, as well as being a Western astrologer. Randy has been in CNN and the Washington Post and other places. Science of Light, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Then on Tuesday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Time as well, we have Green Magic, Green Medicine with your hostess, Ms. Susan Weed. Susan is a master herbalist. She discusses women's health issues as well as psychology of healing. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, a half-hour show full of tons of information. Then at Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time is going to be our returning time. Myself and associate producer Janice R. White, the flagship show that one that started it all, Main Street Universe, founded by myself and good friend Mr. Kevin Baird. We discuss all sorts of different things. It's sort of the community center show, I like to call it, and all the other shows are the little rooms within that center. Then on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Uatau with Queen Mother Imaku, a Kemetic priestess, reminding everyone that Egypt is, in fact, in Africa. There's original language prayers. She does Kemetic yoga and all sorts of other things. Lots of information packed into an hour. Uatau, Queen Mother Imaku. Then on Fridays, we have Mr. Kevin Baird. Kevin is the creator of the Horizon Oracle cards. He's an artist and does lots of other things. He can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. And it's 5 p.m. Friday in the early evenings. Mr. Kevin Baird. And I believe he's calling his new show Psychic at the Speed of Life. So he's going to be doing quick readings. At midnight, we have Activating Compassion, Midnight Hour with Miss Jessie Ann Nichols George. Jessie is the author of four books, Activating Compassion and its companion workbook, as well as You, Me, Life, Dreams, and its companion workbook as well. 12 p.m. midnight, Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, on Friday evenings. And those are the shows that make up the Main Street Universe Radio Network. We have a few others in the works, as well as Janice having one, and Mary Phelan returning for a once-a-month show. And I see Darren is in the queue. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. Welcome, Darren.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Insight with Darren. This is a marvelous Sunday.
Very absolutely.
Beautiful weather where I'm at, and it feels nice. It feels like the spring and summer are ready to kind of say, hello, it's happening. You know, like it's really happening now. Like, are we we're
really officially happening here in Virginia?
Yeah, right? Like we're not joking. Like it's a real deal.
So, Darren?
Yes, it's been a nice day. Okay. Pretty entertaining right after the show. So some people over from my brother-in-law's sister and her children. They're doing some Ironman running event here in New Orleans. You know, I wanted to talk about this, okay, because this is my real dilemma, and it's totally off topic, but they have this stuff that's like this crunchy kale stuff, right? Have you seen
it? Yeah.
Okay. What a great idea, right? And then the kale, and it's like, you know, superfood, rah, 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 all these nutritional benefits. Here's my problem. It's $7.99 for a little box of kale. It's got to be like 900% profit for these people. Seriously.
Kale,
I mean, it's crispy.
Okay.
It's treated well. You know, I'm sure it's produced really well. I mean, but they take, they dice up little itty-bitty bits. My wife likes the one with the pineapple on it, right? So it's got a pineapple, it's seasoned.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's got to be the amount of grated pineapple and whatever else they put on this, and then they crisp some kale. I mean, it must cost them, probably a whole 15 cents, and I'm paying $7.99 for it. These people are geniuses. They're just geniuses. But it's good stuff.
Kale is hardy, too. I mean, kale is a rugged plant that even keeps growing in warm climate in the winter. It's not like some rare thing that's difficult to come by or grow.
No. It's one of those things that I have all these people next door with this coffee shop next door, and they're all like, and this is sustainable and stuff. And kale is one of those things, yeah, you can grow that all year round.
Oh, yeah. So. It should be like the cheapest superfood out there.
So to the crunchy kale people, my hat off to you because I'm sure you're doing well. I'm sure you're not crying right now.
Right.
Because for the first time I bought your product, even though I've been asked, it's been mentioned to me several times, but hey, I really like that. I'm like, oh, that's great.
I had a kale smoothie earlier. I throw green kale, like dark green kale, whenever I make a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Movie, so that's...
Oh, wow. Okay, you had a kale smoothie. That's good. They have these kale feta turnovers next door to my house right here, and they're amazing. And then they serve that with a salad. I think that's like a super healthy way to go. So I enjoy that sometimes when I'm in the mood. So tonight, what we're talking about is malevolent or dealing with angry spiritual agencies. What to do when you have something like this happening in your home or happening to somebody in your home or happening to yourself. You know, what do we do? How do we process this? What does it all mean? You know, this can be an incredibly harrowing situation depending on what's going on. And I actually had, a phone call and a request for help this past week that looks like this is going to be a humdinger of a situation to deal with, and, that's okay because, you know, I'm equipped, I know what I need to do, and I'm going to go after it, and I am very confident that, you know, these people will come out happy, but, you know, there's a number of different, it brought this idea for the show tonight to the foreground, like, some people just don't know what to do when this is happening. It's either happening to their daughter. A lot of younger females are the center for a lot of these manifestations, dark energies, seeing things, hearing their name being called. So because of the powerful resonance of, you know, female puberty or even male puberty, I mean, it all depends, but females tend to get a lot of demographically it happens a lot for them. And then what do? You know, poltergeist activity, visual sightings, audible sightings, just the immense energy, feeling trapped in your bed when you're awakening. So again, the question, what do you do when these situations are happening? And first off, I think a good thing to really address is don't do anything. Don't do anything new that's going to make things more difficult. Okay, so if you're thinking, wow, this would be a great idea, let me try this crazy idea, stop, research, or talk to somebody that knows or is an expert on this subject before you haul off and say, my friend told me to buy this sage and run around screaming this. You know what? If your intentions aren't pure, if you're not centered, if your foundation itself is not centered, you're going to be poking the bear, and the bear is going to amp up whatever it's doing already, okay? So the idea is, you know, maybe know what you're doing first, okay? And then, so that's first. Second off, you have to look at, and I'm just running through some basic ideas, and you know, I'd love your feedback on this, Daniel. But if your home base isn't secure, if things aren't good at home, and when I say good, I mean everyone's on the same page, no one's screaming bloody murder to kicking their brother. Communication to someone here. You know, everything's okay, then your manifestation, there's got to be a reason for your manifestation, and then let's figure out what that reason is. But if everything's okay, then there's another reason for the manifestation. But odds are there's something wrong at home. And what's wrong? Maybe mom and dad are fighting. Maybe little Julia is playing with the Ouija board. Maybe Julia's upset because these kids are making fun of her at school, and she's really angry, and there she's cutting herself. Maybe Timmy, you know, like there's all kinds of different. And maybe it has to do with where you live and what the energies of the house are amplifying negative or residual effects from, you know, from the family. It could be really amplifying that sort of thing. So, you know, there's certainly that idea of allergy as well. But first of all, take assessment of what your situation is. You know, if you hate your job and you come home and you bring that energy back to your house every day, then you know what? That can have something to do with what's going on with your haunted. If you're cheating on your wife and you bring that home every day and she's mad and angry and she's trying to find out what's going on and it's just this whole battle of wills and meanwhile the kids are freaking out, then, yeah, that might have something to do with it too. So any comment, Daniel Michael, or anything to add?
Yeah, I would say two things. One is... Mm-hmm. Start this off simple because I think you weren't in the queue yet when I said it in the introduction. Some people might say the timing of this is could be funny. You might think this would be more of a Halloween show, but during the spring is the parallel time of year when the veil between this world and the other worlds are thinnest again around Beltane time. So it's like the parallel time to...
Please explain what Beltane is for those of us that don't know.
It's the fertility time. It's the time of it's a festival of life and celebrating spring and new things coming about. Whereas the opposite one, that being around Halloween or Samhain, would be the one where you're honoring and communicating with things that have passed, including having like the dumb stuff grow underground where you bury. And you have a feast that where you feature those ingredients. So it's the parallel time when you're celebrating all new life and birth and spring and all of this, including even, you know, sex and everything else. And so that's the other time, that parallel time of year when the veil is at its thinnest, just like around the Halloween time.
I think it's funny that people so take the waning time as the scary time and the parallel time, and it's this scary. But growth out of control can be scary too. And springtime can be exceptionally scary as well, you know? Now,
right.
And also, for that matter, the waning time can be a great time of self-reflection where you're losing a lot of and releasing a lot of things that are outmoded. So, in other words, growth out of control can be terrible.
And think of it this way. And think of it this way. When it's time for a whole bunch of new life, remember lots of things that are alive are predators. You have the good and bad of nature.
A lot of those things are predators. If you've had those friends that are energy vampires and they're just sucking your energy, you know what? If they go the way of the dogs for a minute and you suddenly feel like, wow, I can breathe, or wow, I know what the hell I'm doing, or wow, you know what? There's a reason for that. You know, there's a reason for that energy, and that's a good thing. So, you know, sometimes you need that waning energy. And sometimes the spring can be scary. Because there's layers and layers and layers overlap. And I think on last week's show, I talked to somebody who had too many layers. And the exact thing I said was, you know, you have too much going on. You need to release some of this. And they needed to go. And that's where we get into some problems sometimes, is we don't recognize that fact. And it's like, okay, there's too much going on. There's too much happening. Some of this needs to I need to shed some of these layers.
And as far as any comment on banishing or clearing things, again, there has to be a lot of confidence. And I'm going back to your point about being well-grounded and being with a seasoned practitioner or one who's confident, centered, all of that, because it's not a request. And if you go in there half-assed, basically, I really wish you guys could kind of leave.
You're not trying to make friends. Right. If your curiosity is what you're leading with, then you're in big trouble. You're just in big trouble.
Because
it doesn't matter what you say if your curiosity is more prevalent and you'd rather go, wow, this is really so cool. I'm really so excited to have this sort of spectral entity here. This is great. It's like, well, okay, it's going to pick up with that and go, all right, let me amplify my presence. Let me show up more. Let me make more of an impact on your home life.
And
Because I hate to say that what you say isn't important, because it is, but your intention while you say it is more important than what you say. Would you agree with that, Danny Michael?
Yeah, and you have to feel it, and you have to be confident in it, regardless of your religious tradition, by the way. There are Taoist exercisers, if you will, that'll come in and clean a spirit, you know, from Taoism to Christianity to various pagan traditions, whatever the case is. Almost every tradition has a form of doing this, but the practitioner has to be extremely confident in the energy or deity that they're working with to make it happen, and that it's not a request.
Yeah, my father works with a Taoist shaman, and he swears by her, or they're his company hires her in Manhattan, and there's a lot of power in that, you know. And you wouldn't think, oh, Taoism, you know, even polarities, you know, everything is everything. Why would that, you know, yeah, but that's powerful too. What you have to realize is that your conventional attitude about what you're thinking and how you approach things doesn't necessarily mean that's the only way to do things. So it's just intention, belief, and grounded foundation. I think those are your three real pillars of getting things done. In a sense of clearing or releasing malevolent energies from your home.
You're combining the two words of benevolent and malevolent.
creating my own word there.
We do have a few callers, Darren.
Okay. Let's check them out, see what's going on.
First caller, 619. Hello, you're on the air. 619.
Hello, I'm here. I have to go outside.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Wait, all right.
Is that someone that just wanted to listen, or?
I can talk now. My name is
Steve.
Yeah. Sure.
Do you like the mobility and yoga?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, well, the reason I'm calling is because I keep having these dreams about my sister, who I haven't talked to in years. And it's like in the dream she has information that she's not sharing, or it's like she's withholding from me for some reason. I'm just wondering what this is all.
Okay, so you're having dreams about your sister, and she's withholding information.
Right.
And has your sister passed on?
No, she's living.
Okay, she's living. Have you called her and talked to her about this?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay, well, why are you not talking to her? What's going on?
Well, we haven't talked in decades.
Oh, wow, okay. All right, so the question is, what are these messages, and are the messages clear to you? I'm not asking you what they are. I'm just asking you, are they clear messages?
I think, yeah, they seem so much to be clear, and they're happening more and more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so, and what's your name?
It's Steve.
Steve, okay, all right. So we want to know what's going on with the messages Steve is receiving. Apparently, it seems like they're from his sister, and what's going on with these messages? Okay. Just one moment. Hold, please.
Hold on.
I think she wants you to connect with her. She's like, she doesn't want to come to you hat in hand and say she misses you, because her personality is an abrasive one, and it's one of coming from a power center. She wants to be that power center, but she wants you back in. She wants to bounce energy off of you. She wants to bounce family issues off of you. She wants to bounce, her energy off of you and see what you think. Or she needs your reactions, whether they be good, bad, indifferent, negative. She needs your input. And she doesn't know how to say it. Now, being a sibling, you're going to get that empathic energy. Now, she might not know she's sending you this message, but she is. So that's what's going on. Now, you're going to get different messages due to different things that are happening in her life. And that's just, those are nuances of what's going on with you. You know, that's just nuances of what's going on with her. I'm a big believer that you know, now I only have one sibling, so maybe I'm being ignorant, but I think that, you know, for the most part, if you're full siblings and not half siblings or whatever, I think that it's important to maintain some sort of, you know, amicable. So I think that there's a disconnection there that wants to be resolved.
I see what you're saying. I do.
Yeah, I say that intellectually and not spiritually. My spiritual message is that she needs to somehow bounce her energy off of you, and it's not happening, and she doesn't want to come to you hat in hand and ask you to be back in her life. She wants you to just randomly contact her, and then she can start dumping on you what's going on with her. And then hopefully that would, you know, even though she'll act like it's such an imposition, she would still be connected to her again.
I see what you're saying. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You want me to hear? Let me get a card on that as well. Hold on. So we also want a card on this. Hold on. One moment. All right. She's also trying to get out in the world again. I have the Hermit for her, but it's inverted. So all this time that she spent with introspection and everything like that, she needs people in her life again. She needs to kind of be more social and more proactive and out in the world again. So that's where, you know, you're part of that equation.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what's going on with her. This is all about her, by the way. It's not about you and your needs.
Okay.
However, your needs might factor into this. Maybe you miss her too. I'm not sure. So, but I'm just asking why you're getting the messages, and this is what I'm getting.
I wondered why. I appreciate it very much.
Okay,
I'll
you got it.
I stay on the phone and listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just turn the mic down or mic off. That's all. Thank you very much, Steve.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for calling in.
And that was interesting, involving dreams, not exactly a haunting, but being visited across the material plane by another person that's alive through dreams.
Well, with siblings, it's a no-brainer. I mean, siblings, I can tell you, like, and granted, I do this for a living, but my sister is, what, she's like 5.5 years younger than me, and you know, we would be in the same room, and I'd have a song going in my head, and she'd just start singing it. You know, I mean, it would just happen all the time.
And my sister,
and when
used
we were
to...
younger, would we? Go ahead.
Yeah, same more thing. My sister would finish sentences that I would start and things like that when we were younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's just with siblings, it's nobody's business. I mean, it definitely happens all the time. So if you have a similar story and you'd like to call in and share, please call in. Also, if you're having a problem with malevolent energy, I keep doing malevolent. What's going on? Malevolent, oh, my gosh, or negative energies, you know, in your home, call in and let's maybe answer some questions about it. This is what I'm talking about tonight, so I am a great resource to kind of bounce some ideas off of and see what's going on. Or if you have just a question.
Do you have another caller, Darren?
Okay, all right.
I'm going to go ahead and...
Go ahead and take that call.
Microphone 410, welcome to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquet.
Hi there, this is Anna.
Anna, hi.
Hi. So my question isn't much about like a haunting or anything. It is about negative energy.
Okay.
My ex and I, we broke up back in February of last year, and it's just been this, ever since, this back and forth and just such negative energy. And every time I try to move on, he comes back around. I mean, we both do this dance. And I really want to move on with my life, and I'm really trying to get to the root of it and understand what needs to be done, put it to bed, because it's been so negative, every interaction we have, and it is kind of haunting me in a way, because I really want to move on.
Okay, yeah, it might be a past life thing, it might be the fact that, you know, it might be have to do with you. What's his name, if you don't mind me asking? That helps really connect with the end.
Sure, no, his name is Scott.
Scott, okay, one moment. So we want to know what does Anna need to know about this connection to Scott, and she wants to move forward with her life. So whether or not Scott is a part of that equation or he's not a part of the equation, what does she need to know, and how can she address moving forward? One moment. You need to be respected as the Empress in a romantic situation, okay? As the Empress, you're always pregnant with new ideas. When I say pregnant, I mean like you're birthing all these creative, imaginative, beautiful ideas, and you're also respected as the queen of the household, okay? The administrative energy. Now, I don't know what about your interaction with Scott is happening, but you're not being respected as that person who could be the empress, okay, his lady, you know, who, if you guys live together, you know, you come home and what you want and your needs are put primary, first and front and center. So that's what's going on. You keep digging and looking for yourself as the empress in his equation, and you're not finding it. So what you need to know is that that's what you really want. You don't want a version of that. You don't want half of that. You don't want to be sometimes that. You want to be that all the time. Okay, and you know what? That's, you deserve it, and you should get that. The next thing you need to know is you are going to get lucky. I'm getting the Wheel of Fortune turning in your favor with romance and this whole situation with you being the Empress. There's a reason I get these two cards together is because you're going to find the right person, okay? Let me really ask. Hold on 1 second. When I got into your energy, I just asked my spirit guide, the past for you is a dark kind of like the wind's howling and there's like tumbleweeds blowing, okay? It's filled up with a lot of ambiguity and confusion, and and the future is there's a lot of bright energy. So when I look at it, visually it looks like there's you in your body, and your back and behind you is all this darkness, and in front of you is this light, radiant energy, and that's you stepping into the future and all the beauty that you have ahead of you.
Okay.
Pineapple tea. So that's what's happening. And this Wheel of Fortune, you know what that means? You're going to meet, like, this amazing person. You're like, why did I even, like, why did I even sell myself short?
Yeah, I guess I just, I've tried every angle to talk to this person to try to resolve things, even if we don't stay together, but nothing is working.
Let me ask what his, I didn't ask what his glitch is, because it's all about you being respected on your, on the level that you need to be respected, but I'm going to ask what his deal is. Hold on.
Okay.
So, this might sound contrite, or but I think that, I don't know what his issue, his situation is with his mother, but I think that there's some energy as far as, like, a woman being the number one in his life. I think that there's some, still some mother stuff about, he doesn't really need that because his mother's propped up on that, that on some levels like that. So, but at any rate, he's not, he doesn't want to, you're trying a lot of different things, but what you need is this Empress. You know, you don't need it halfway. Okay, so I got something about his mother. Hold on, I'm going to ask another thing. I got the Seven of Cups inverted. He doesn't know what his fantasy is for the future. He doesn't want, know what he wants to be, who he wants to, it, like, what his ultimate expression of self, what he wants to add to the world. And this Two of Cups is inverted. This is,
okay.
He knows what kind of damage he's doing to your relationship. He knows that you're getting sick of it, and he knows that you're not only going to put up with this for so long, but he almost wants to do it to make sure he feels alive, that he'll actually miss you. It's like, he knows how important you are to him, but it's like he, oh my God, it's like he's running his bike right into the tree. You see him doing it, and you're like, what are you doing? And he just keeps doing it.
Yeah,
so,
you
to
hit
me,
that right on the head.
Yeah, man, why are you doing this?
I don't get it.
I don't know,
no.
Man. He cares, you know, he doesn't want to grow up. I hate to say, you know, I really hate that I see this so much in men. I don't know if it's my generation or what, or my, the one before me or what. I don't know what it is, but the just, I will not, I don't want to grow up. I don't want to, you know, you're somebody that actually gives me what I want, you know, will be that woman that cares about me. Will, but you know what? I'm going to just take that for granted and do what I can to sabotage the situation. So that's what's happening right now.
Okay.
And, you know, and I hate to go back to the mother thing, but while his mother still cares for him, then I don't know what their dynamic is. I don't know what's going on. Or it could be another matriarchal figure. And yeah, I don't know who that would be. Or maybe it's another, an ex that maybe he talks to. I don't know. You know, hopefully it's not. So I wish I had better news to give you, but I think if I gave you different news, you wouldn't quite believe it either, because you kind of know some of the stuff.
So I guess I'm just not, it's not worth trying to hit, you know, figure anything else out, just move on.
I asked three times about it, so if I ask once and I get something, I'm pretty sure anyway, but I'll ask again. I know how important this is to you, so I'm not selling that short. So I asked again, and then I asked the third time, and I got two cards inverted, which these are two cards about connecting with your soul and your dreams. The Two of Cups, is it shows, you know what it shows? Two people staring into each other's eyes and making kissy face to each other, and it's upside down. He doesn't want somebody to be that intimate with his emotions that he can get leveled by them, he can get hurt by them. He's afraid of that.
Okay.
And you don't have any more time, that you just, you're not in the mood to play games anymore. You're just like, okay, that's enough. So let's go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, okay. I appreciate the confirmation.
Okay. Well, you got it, man. Like I said, you're standing on a line. Half of your energy is darkness because you're worried about the past, and the other half is looking forward to the future, and it's all bright energy. It really is.
Wonderful. Well, I'll just keep looking forward. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hey, and thank you for calling Spiritual Insight. You can choose to stay on the phone if you like. All right, Darren, that was two readings. How about we take a short break?
Okay, good. Yeah, let's take a short break. Again, call in if you have any questions about malevolent energies that may be dormant or coming out in your home, or just any questions about what's happening in your life. If you want to get in contact with me for a private reading, my email is dbucare, and that is at gmail.com, or get a hold of me at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Okay, we'll take a short break.
All right, we'll be right back, and this is our friends Woven Green with the song Before Moonlit Night. And I want to remind everybody you're listening to Spiritual Insight on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. We'll be back in just a moment.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Great divide, yes, you and I.
welcome back to Spiritual Insight with your host, Mr. Darren Bouquet. And Darren is a reader, intuitive consultant at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans. And we had a caller on the line, and they seem to have dropped off, so feel free to call back. We've been discussing malevolent spirits as well as just bad and negative energy and other things. We've had a few callers call in for some readings. And Darren, if you're there, I'd like to welcome you back. Your mic is on.
Hello, hello, hello. So it's a powerful topic. I'm called about this fairly. I'm not going to say frequently, but you know, with enough uniformity that I at least pick one to two of these calls a month. Whether or not I'm actually contracted, it's a little here and there, but I can really. It depends on how immediate someone's need is and how serious they are about getting help. Unfortunately, and this is really what's sad, is that people that are experiencing this kind of manifestation, they're usually not in a very good place. And it's not easy because, A, I'm not really that cheap to contract to do anything, you know, but I will work with somebody and I try to do my best to just be able to help them immediately, but, you know, you have to have the resources to at least kind of focus, get yourself together, you know, actually, you know, contract me, send me something to get started, because Some people are just really experiencing something terrible, you know, the Satanists and all kinds of stuff. I mean, I can't even tell you guys it's harrowing, some of these stories I hear. And that's another thing, too. Here I am listening to, the story, and sometimes, you know, I don't know how much of it I really is relevant to what's going on, or they want me to hear it. So, but I try to take my time and be available for people, because this is, you know, you have to talk to somebody who can actually address the situation. And to answer Dream Master 1, no, life isn't easy, but spiritual attacks are no fun, and very seldom. Some people have no idea who to contact or who is actually really serious about taking on their problem or who can actually do something to affect it. And, of course, just the whole magnet theory, you know, Dream Master 1 saying, we become magnets, the higher vibration we carry, the more we attract, right? But the higher vibrations attract higher energy and the lower vibrations attract lower energy. And just telling somebody, you know, thoughts are power, words are power, should solve the problem a lot of the time. But unfortunately, you know, some people are mired in a very difficult situation. So they can't change their thought process. They can't change that negativity. They can't change that fear. And, you know, if they're being, sometimes the force is autonomous. It's constantly pestering that person. Or saying their names. So let's say something's saying your name in the middle of the night or calling to you from the bathroom, you go in the bathroom and there's nothing there. That can be extremely scary, frightening, almost life-threatening for some people, and they have no idea what to do. So that's where, you know, they need an interventionist. They need somebody to kind of address the situation and get them started towards building up a spiritual foundation of serenity, peace, and power. So that whatever energy they do magnetize, quote, well, they'll magnetize their own energy. They'll be their own bioelectric battery for positivity. That's what you're always shooting for. So what do you think, Daniel Michael?
Mm-hmm. And I think I've often thought that, and I've heard this before, especially when I lived down south, people used to talk about it more, and you're kind of on the Gulf Coast, where I used to live in a different part of the Gulf Coast. And people used to talk about the kinetic energy from other folks, especially women. You know, I'm not trying to say better or worse, but it was just how...
Kinetic energy or psychokinetic?
Yeah, meaning the energy that was built up around all the people there, such as if there's a lot of drama in the place and if there's a lot of things going on, it just builds and builds and builds and builds until people start to, you know, see shadows and stuff in all sorts of different experiences that you had mentioned. And I see Dream Master mentions directly to the source, and I agree with that. And that's the confidence that's needed when dealing with them, whatever way you connect with source is, whether it's Christianity, we mentioned Taoism earlier, or even paganism. You can, if you're convinced that these entities are no match for, you know, Thor's hammer, then that's the sort of confidence you have to go into the situation.
I mean, if it was as simple as saying, hello, you're directly connected to the source, oh, well, okay, thank you, Mr. Bucare, everything's beautiful. All right, well, I guess I'll go home and tell all my kids they're directly connected to the source, and we'll all sleep soundly tonight. Okay, thank you so much. I mean, that would be great. I know I'm connected to the source. I think there's a way to explain that to somebody so that they know they can always reach to the highest level of divine energy and say, I am an expression of that divinity force, and rely on that and know that you're alive, and these negative energies and you know, inflections of low energy couldn't harm you. However, if other things in your life are in disarray and other things are going on, that may not be so easy, and it's not for a lot of people, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, Darren, since we're talking about this.
Sure.
Have you had any of these, or maybe you could share a story of one that you thought was maybe one of the more difficult, for whatever reason, cleansings or exorcisms that you've attempted before, whether it was because the people involved weren't ready and they're still full of drama, or for whatever reason?
I mean, that's always what it is, the people that I'm, you know, they're just not believing that it's happening. They're not, you know, I had a certain case in D.C., which, you know, it's a $16 million home. You know, the home is built from the ground up, so there shouldn't be any residual spiritual energy there. Well, you know, there's a young girl, and she's going on 9, and she's seeing this spirit in her room. And then you have the ridgeback dog who was not eating her food and barking at the air. And then you have these people, these visitors to the home that are coming for cocktail hour or whatever, and they're feeling like their throat's being constricted in their airways. They can't breathe. They're not feeling comfortable. They want to take a step outside for fresh breath. And everyone that visits keeps saying that. So I go to see this home, and, you know, yeah, there's a spirit there. There's definitely a manifestation of, and what I learned, because I was the second psychic to go. The first one was a friend or a friend and medium of the owner. And everything that I said was a little more involved description that the first person gave, okay, was of, you know, a mixed race slave who worked the grounds and was killed and basically got choked to death by the, you know, the owners, and it just still wanted to stay in that area and work that ground. Well, that's where the house was built. Now, the house being built, only certain people of certain sensitivity could see the spirit, and the spirit wanted to be seen. It wanted someone. He wanted someone to know what he went through, what his pain was, what he felt. So upon, you know, dealing with that, you know, that's what was happening. So what was difficult about this scenario is I had to talk to a very young girl who, she wanted to know, who is this guy in her house with her mom talking about the house, walking around the house, sensing stuff. Like, she was wondering what the heck was going on. And then she was really scared. She was on a nightly basis seeing the person's feet sticking out from her closet, you know, or from the open closet door or from her bathroom. And he wouldn't say anything, but he would just be there, this imposing, like, light-skinned figure. And so I had to explain to her, and I'm like, listen, this is not here to threaten you, because at this point I knew there was no threat. He wanted to communicate what he went through and how he died and what he did in his life and how important it was. So that's what the focus was. So explaining it to her was difficult, and explaining to her how to either protect yourself or ask, you know, get him to go away and what to do. And so I had to come back a couple times to do training and then do a remote cleansing for the house, because here you have the person who was the father who was the father who was a lawyer was having trouble believing, you know, or dealing with the situation. So 2 weeks after the spirit stopped appearing to the little girl, the dog died. And that's when they asked me to come back. The dog couldn't eat, and then he just had a heart attack. Okay. The dog was, I think, 4 years old. This is obviously not usual for a thoroughbred dog of 4 years to just randomly have a heart attack. So now the concern is the concern levels way up. So I go back there and I asked specifically, I asked him, I communicated that, you know, your story has been heard and understood. Please respect this family and their right to live and be free. They have done you no harm and move on, you know. This is the first time where I called my mentor to ask her what her opinion was. Again, I've mentioned her on the show. Her name is Christia Cummings, and she has a wonderful practice in Savannah, Georgia, through the Phoenix Healing Center. And she said, Darren, you need to call. And this is where I started working with archangels a little bit more, because she's like, you can't do it on your own. Don't ask to do it on your own. Ask for the higher, the workers, the point men of God to come in and work for that situation. And so I did, and so it changed dramatically. So that was good.
Interesting.
Eventually. Am I still in contact with it? No, I think that given the state of affairs with the family and the husband, I think that they want to kind of put the whole thing behind them, considering the dog passed away. You know, that was not an easy situation. When children are involved, it's not, you know, when they're the center of the haunting and the manifestation, it's not easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
there's that.
As they say, children are often the ones that do see things, children and pets, mm-hmm. and those who aren't yet over-conditioned by the mundane world. Physical world you live in, which isn't such a bad place either, but
mm-hmm.
it, before that world of doubt sort of catches up with us.
It's true.
I did as a kid. I used to see things, and my little sister definitely did. She used to have full-on conversations with spirits, and it kind of runs in the family, especially with the girls.
Right. And, well, it can be, you know, the people that were visiting that couldn't breathe. The people that were visiting that couldn't breathe. Well, it's still an interesting seating up. That was the problem. I mean, there was an aggressive nature. It wasn't the spirit wasn't getting respected. The energy wasn't being respected. So it wanted to communicate its loss and its feeling. So, and then as time went on, it really needed that to be recognized. And then, unfortunately, the dog had to pay the price, and it's just a terrible situation. But, again, I wanted to thank everybody for calling in this evening. It's a pretty big topic, and it's not a fun topic sometimes. But, there are people that can be a resource for you. Look into your local, New Age community. Look into your spiritual community. Look into your Reiki community. Look into people who can deal with energies or higher level. Look into your pastors And you know, realize that you're not alone, and don't deal with it by yourself. Some people will just want to get involved. Some people you may have to contract, you know, but just if you can get a good foundation of self and get your home base to be comfortable, proactive, in a place of happiness, that negative energy will not be able to interrupt that. It will not be able to invade that. Connection with higher divinity and happiness and your home base being comfortable, that negative energy will have an extremely hard time disturbing it. Wouldn't you agree, Daniel Michael?
Absolutely, because we have a part to play in it as well as invoking the higher forces.
Yeah, we have a huge part to play. If work is something that's not comfortable for you, then you might need to want to change that. You might want to change work. If you come home and you're not happy, then that might need to change. If it's manifesting itself in a spiritual sense, then it might be a symptom of something else that's wrong. You know, so you got to look at all the different nuances. When people call me and they're having a difficulty spiritually, I mean, they're having manifestations, a lot of the time you really want to look at what else is happening. So just remember that. I guess we'll just wrap it up. What do you think, Danny Michael?
Absolutely. And once again, your contact information, Darren?
Is dbucare, and that's at gmail.com. So if you want to get a hold of me for a private consultation, spiritual inquiry, or just anything in that realm, just go ahead and give me an email, and I'll go ahead and get a hold of you. Or you can get a hold of me at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. So thanks again, Daniel Michael, for co-hosting, and we'll see you next week on Spiritual Insight.
All right. Thank you, everyone. And thank you, everyone in the chat room, Gene Master, Dead People, Charm, Beyond Compare, Kevin and Veronica, and everyone else. And remember that there are 5 other shows. We're on the air 6 nights a week on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. Our next show will be tomorrow evening at 10, Science of Light. Tuesday at 10, Susan Weed, the Herbal Medicine Practitioner, Master. Wednesdays, Main Street Universe. And thank you, Dream Master. Wednesday, Main Street Universe, the flagship show with myself and Janice R. White, associate producer. And at 2 p.m. Thursday, we have Uatul with Queen Mother Imaku. On Fridays at 5, we have Kevin Baird with the show Psychic at the Speed of Light. And then on Friday evening at midnight, Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour with Jesse and Nicholas George. Thank you, everyone. You've been listening to Spiritual Insight on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.